cat was now acutely aware of the silence. No songbirds, since it was too cold for most birds to winter in the area. But she saw no hawks or other birds either. She relaxed a little as she realized that all but the raptors would have migrated south for the winter. Any diehards would congregate at lower elevations, where the temperature was warmer. The heavy snow dramatically lessened food sources for both predators and their prey. Animals in the area either hibernated or spent most of their time burrowed deep in their dens. Her rationalization didn't make the silence any less eerie. She reversed course and repeated the trail several more times. The only interesting sight was the lake, though it wasn't much to look at in winter. It was completely frozen over, encircled by snowy hills. No birds or wildflowers, just a silent, wintry forest. She returned to her starting point. By now, almost an hour had elapsed. Still no sign of Ranger. No sound of his snowmobile approaching either. Despite the silence, she got the eerie feeling that something or someone was watching her. She remembered Dennis's comment that hundreds of people lived nearby. Where were they all hiding? She jumped as something crashed through the underbrush nearby. Probably just a deer. Maybe she was just being paranoid. Ranger wouldn't have directed her here if it were dangerous. There was no harm in exploring further while she waited, as long as she kept her sense of direction. She still had 10 minutes before she was due at their appointed meeting place. She spotted another trail, opening on a nearby incline, and wished she had noticed it sooner. Ranger's assumption that she wasn't up to the task annoyed her. The steep incline was exactly what she needed, a bit of cardio exercise and a possible viewpoint. She trudged uphill, noting that the trail had at least 10% incline. The steepness provided a benefit, though, since the elevation likely provided a bird's-eye view of their meeting spot. She could quickly scramble down once she caught sight of Ranger. Her day hikers weren't meant for snow and ice, and she slipped a few times as she struggled to gain purchase on the icy hill. Snow seeped into her boots, and she regretted not bringing gaiters to keep her ankles dry. She hadn't really thought things through when she had dressed for the outing. Then again, she had expected to explore a town, not hike up a mountainside. Not that it mattered, since she was in no danger of freezing. She would be back at the lodge warming by the fire in less than an hour. She scrambled up the last section of incline, sweating inside her heavy jacket. Ranger was crazy to think she needed an hour on the other trail. She exited the trail and emerged onto the plateau, just as a gunshot rang out. She froze in fear. Ranger hadn't mentioned hunting nearby, and she hadn't seen any evidence of deer or other game. What other reason was there for gunshots in the wilderness? While Ranger wouldn't have dropped her off in the middle of a hunting range, she had deviated from his instructions. She was at least half a mile away from their meeting place. She shouldn't have taken the trail. Her jacket blended into her surroundings. What if the hunter mistook her movements for game? She froze, unsure what to do. Instincts told her to return to the trail for cover, but she was unsure about the gunshot direction. She needed to distance herself from the shooter, but any sudden movements might engage the shooter's trigger finger. Should she forget about Ranger and just return to the lodge on her own? She decided to wait a bit longer, hoping Ranger had heard the shot and would return quickly. Where the hell was he, anyway? According to her watch, he was now 10 minutes overdue. A branch snapped behind her.
"Don't move, or I'll shoot."
The woman pressed her rifle into Cat's back.